Welcome to April 12, 2018, Nasora's edition of What is New by Who is Who in Anesthesiology. Today we're broadcasting from Nasora's Academy, and the topic of discussion would be liposome bupivacaine or Exparel in interscalene brachial plexus block. My name is Dr. Hadzik, and I'm director of Nasora, professor of anesthesiology, and director of CREAIR, of Center for Research, Education, and Enhanced Recovery after Orthopedic Surgery. What is known about Exparel or liposome bupivacaine? Well, in 2011, the FDA approved the use of Exparel or liposome bupivacaine for infiltration for post-surgical analgesia, infiltration into the surgical site. Now, behind liposome bupivacaine is a depiform structure. And depiform structure is basically discrete chambers within a lipid matrix. Each one of these is filled with active drug or free bupivacaine, aqueous solution. And then as the liposomes are being injected into the tissue, degradation or metabolism of these lipid chambers or rearrangement of the matrix results in a leakage of the free drug or free bupivacaine over the period of time to provide continuous or extended analgesia at the site of infiltration. In a more of a graphic representation, what we see here is would be an injection of liposome bupivacaine where the fog is a free bupivacaine that is contained in a suspension at 3% concentration, whereas these balls would be representation of liposomes that then continue to leak free drug or free bupivacaine over 48 to 72 hours after the free bupivacaine is absorbed from the initial injection. If you look at the plasma levels of bupivacaine after injection of liposome bupivacaine, you will see that there is an initial peak that is related to the initial uptake of the free drug or small amount of the free drug contained in liposome bupivacaine, and then comes a second peak which is related to the now release of the active drug or free bupivacaine from the liposomes themselves over the period of 48 plus hours. Now, that is what we know about liposome bupivacaine, but what is new about liposome bupivacaine or Exparel? But what is new is that on April 6, 2018, FDA approved the use of liposome bupivacaine or Exparel for interscalene brachial plexus block. And in fact, the exact indications say that Exparel is now indicated for single dose infiltration in adults to produce post-surgical local analgesia and as an interscalene brachial plexus nerve block to produce post-surgical regional analgesia. The recommended dose of Exparel for interscalene brachial plexus block is 10 milliliters, which translates into 133 milligrams of liposome bupivacaine. Liposome bupivacaine comes in two different vials, and this is the vial that has 10 milliliters or 133 milligrams, which is what is recommended for interscalene brachial plexus block as a dose. And it comes in a 20 milliliter preparation, which is 266 milligrams of liposome bupivacaine in the vial. Now, what could be the mechanism of action of Exparel of liposome bupivacaine in interscalene brachial plexus block? Well, in any nerve block, and specifically in interscalene brachial plexus block, after the needle is placed in a tissue space that contains the nerve or nerves or a plexus, the local anesthetic disperses in that space and causes block at the level of the axons within the fascicles. Liposome bupivacaine, when injected, could result in a small uptake of the sodium channels of the free drug contains the liposome bupivacaine, but then the retention of the liposomes inside the interscalene brachial plexus space could then continue to result in a leaking or releasing of the free drug within the plexus to continue to provide extended analgesia for 48 plus hours after the injection. Now, the data that were presented to the FDA for the approval of the drug basically consisted of a study 327, or EXPAREL in interscalene brachial plexus block. This was a phase 3 multicenter randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study, which is the norm for the FDA approval of new agents, that evaluated the efficacy, safety, and pharmacokinetics of brachial plexus block with EXPAREL for post-surgical analgesia in patients having major shoulder surgery, which included shoulder arthroplasty or rotator cuff repair. In this particular study, there were 16 sites that participated across the United States and Europe, and the basic design is head-to-head comparison of EXPAREL 10 milliliters or 133 milligrams as approved in interscalene block versus placebo. And the primary and secondary endpoints included, for primary endpoints, area under the curve, or visual analog score, or VAS, for first 48 hours, whereas the secondary endpoints included the total post-surgical opioid consumption throughout the first 48 hours, the percentage of opioid-free patients during the same period, and the time to first opioid rescue during the first 48 hours post-operatively. Now, results. Results as presented to the FDA for approval of the drug. If you look at the area under the curve for pain intensity in study 327, you will see that administration of EXPAREL substantially decreased the postoperative pain compared to placebo. This occurred in any time period you look at 0 to 24 hours, 24 to 48 hours, and up to 72 hours, these results were statistically significant. Now, the secondary endpoints also demonstrated that EXPAREL significantly reduced the opioid intake compared to the placebo. And if you also look into the percentage of opioid-free patients and the time to first opioid administration, again, EXPAREL was significantly better than placebo at any time point from 0 to 72 hours post-operatively. At the 72 hours post-operatively, the power was lost, but up to 48 hours, there was a significant difference in favor of EXPAREL. Now, safety, as examined by the plasma level of bupivacaine after injection of EXPAREL. Here you can see the plasma level after injection of 20 milliliters, which is the maximum allowable dose for liposome bupivacaine, or 266 milligrams. Only 15 patients received that dose. And you can see the plasma levels after injection of 10 milliliters, which is the approved dose, or 133 milligrams. As you can see, these levels are substantially lower than the levels that would be necessary to cause CNS toxicity, which are 2,500 nanograms per ml. In fact, the levels with 10 milliliters of liposome bupivacaine were lower than 150. So it's almost 20 times or 18 times lower levels than those that would cause CNS toxicity. If you look at the safety profile with regards to the other side effects, again, whether you compare EXPAREL to placebo, the side effects were basically the same. There were no severe systemic side effects or adverse events related to the use of EXPAREL in this particular study. Now, that really proves the efficacy of liposome bupivacaine against placebo as FDA requests for new drug approvals. But most clinicians would be interested, actually, how does EXPAREL compare to the active comparator such as bupivacaine? And a study that was published in Regional Anesthesia and Pain Medicine in 2016 by Vanderbilt and colleagues examined exactly that. In this particular study, liposome bupivacaine was added to bupivacaine hydrochloride and compared to bupivacaine alone in the setting of major shoulder surgery and multimodal analgesia. So, a combination of bupivacaine and EXPAREL, again, was directly compared versus bupivacaine, all while all patients received multimodal analgesia. Now, in here you can see the 52 patients in that particular study were randomized to receive either liposome bupivacaine plus standard bupivacaine or to receive standard bupivacaine alone. And all patients in this study received the general anesthesia for surgery and interscalene plexus block for analgesia. And all patients received full multimodal analgesia protocol that consisted of IV dexamethasone, IV ketorolac, and acetaminophen perioperatively. If you look at the results, these are the results for bupivacaine or marcaine, 0.25% 15 mL, and these are the results for the combination of Exparel plus bupivacaine, 0.25%, Exparel 10 mL, and bupivacaine, 0.25%, 5 mL. As you could see, throughout the entire postoperative period, up to 7 days, the addition of Exparel to bupivacaine was superior and significantly decreased the pain scores in just about any postoperative studied period. In conclusion, liposomal bupivacaine added to standard bupivacaine may lower pain and enhance patient satisfaction in the first postoperative week, even in the setting of multimodal analgesia for patients having major shoulder surgery. So, in summary, liposomal bupivacaine or Exparel is now approved for interscalene brachial plexus block. It decreases pain and opioid consumption. Its recommended dose as per package insert is 10 milliliters of Exparel or 133 milligrams of Exparel. It can be admixtured or combined with bupivacaine as long as you don't use more than 50% of the dose of bupivacaine from the Exparel. So up to 50% of the dose of Exparel can be used admixed with bupivacaine hydrochloride. And I would suspect that most clinicians use an Exparel or liposomal bupivacaine for this particular indications, which is an interscalene brachial plexus block, may want to try Exparel 10 milliliters with 5 milliliter or 0.25% bupivacaine, as exemplified in a study by Van de Pitt and colleague published in Regional Anesthesia and Pain Medicine in 2016. What is the future for liposomal bupivacaine or Exparel? To be continued. We thank you for joining us for Nysoras, What is New by Who is Who in Anesthesiology, April 12, 2018.